Welcome to Making Bank. I am Josh Felber, where we uncover the success strategies and the secrets of the top 1% so you can amplify and transform your life and your business today. I'm really honored to have today's guest on the show, Giovanni Marsico, and he's the founder of Archangel Academy, a learning platform and community of big-hearted entrepreneurs and superheroes that are making the world a better place through purpose-driven entrepreneurship and philanthropy. Giovanni hosts his flagship private event, Archangel Mastermind, every January in Los Angeles area and hotels, and his large-scale fundraisers in his hometown of Toronto every September for thousands of entrepreneurs called Archangel Summit, where all of the proceeds are used to support various charities and offer microloans to entrepreneurs creating a positive impact. Giovanni, I'm excited to have you on the show, and it is an honor for you to be in here today. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
So I guess start off, tell me a little bit about, you know, how you, a little bit about what you do real quick, and then how you got to where you are today.
Okay, so my fun answer to that what do you do question is that I am a talent scout and connector and curator of superheroes. I'm a superhero geek. I have been since I was a kid. And, you know, when I say, I use that term to reference entrepreneurs who are super successful, but also creating a big impact and want to make the world a better place. And I facilitate that mainly now through live events, which is in my wheelhouse in terms of producing immersive experiences, as well as an online academy that we're now launching.
Awesome. And so, and I know, I remember I wanted to make this last year's and just couldn't make the schedule. So I'm excited to attend next year for sure. Tell us a little bit about what, you know, what got you to where you, or what were you doing previously, and how'd you get to where you are today? I mean, what were some of those defining moments in your life, I guess?
Sure. So previous to this, I was in the real estate space in Toronto, which is where I live, doing really, really well in a very unique niche, selling pre-construction condos to investors. And I was one of the top people in that industry, and I couldn't stand it. But I got into it because, like many, I guess, entrepreneurs, you have to pay bills, and you try to use whatever your talents are to make the most amount of money. And then you get sort of the golden handcuffs of needing to support what you're already doing. And at the same time, for me, and I know this happens to a lot of people because I have this discussion a lot, you feel like there's something missing, there's no fulfillment, and depression kicks in, or anxiety. And the silver lining was that by having that success, it allowed me to start joining mastermind groups and going to conferences and investing a lot of my own self-development and business development. And through that whole process, I would invest six figures a year in events that I would attend, because I love learning, I love growing. And I always felt like even in the events I attended, there were things missing. And I got so frustrated that I just decided to use my gifts of event production to create the event I wanted to attend. And that was back in 2014 with the people I wanted to surround myself with, which are people like me who, you know, superhero analogies. And it was always a side project because I was still doing real estate.
Right.
Up until, so it was always one annual private high level mastermind in Los Angeles every January. And then at the last year, I had a big awakening and so much catalyst for growth. And I decided I'm cutting off real estate completely. I'm cutting off people I don't want in my life completely. And everything changed. Where now Archangel is my only focus. We do more than one event a year. We have a lot more going on. And my life has completely changed. I'm completely happy, completely fulfilled, and completely aligned with what I believe my path is.
Awesome. Well, tell me what is your path, and then how'd you get to, or, you know, I guess, first of all, how did you come up with what your path is? Because I know a lot of entrepreneurs, we struggle with that. And it's like, where do I go? Maybe you sell a business or a business fails and it's, where do I go from here? And you, like you said, you feel lost. You're in that space zone.
Right. I think it comes from understanding the connection between discovering what your gifts are and discovering who you can serve with them in a way that lights you up, right? So the lighting up part is very important. And sometimes it's invisible to the individual because you feel like it's just part of your everyday. You don't realize how extraordinary you could be at one thing, like what your quote unquote superpowers could be. And sometimes you need that external feedback of people telling you, wow, you're really good at XYZ. And for me, as an example, people kept saying over the past 3 years, you're so good at connecting people. Right. And I thought, what the hell are you talking about? I just know you and I know her and I think you guys should meet and blah, blah, blah. And then I realized, oh, maybe this is a talent or a skill or a gift that other people don't quite understand. So matching up what your innate abilities are, what your talents are, what your gifts are in a way that helps other people who you love further down their own paths is a sort of key indicator, right? And the other thing I discovered is that your body is like a tuning fork for truth.
Sure. I'll
try to put this analogy where if you are experiencing highly charged negative emotions, it's simply your body screaming at you that you aren't aligned to your path. And on the flip side, if you experience highly charged positive emotions, it's your body saying, now you are aligned, right? And it can happen in conversations. It can happen in relationships. It can happen in the work you do. And the more you zone in on what that looks like for you, the easier decision-making becomes, the easier it is to stay on course.
And that makes a lot of sense. I mean, just, you know, you have all those energies around. And so it's just, and a lot of times we just ignore that and push that off and brush that off. And so what is your defining purpose and kind of what is that whole focus for you now?
I think it's an organic thing. It's ever changing, but overall, I like to say that my purpose is to make 10 billion people smile. So I've had this in my head where by the time there are 10 billion people on the planet, whenever that is, it could be in the next 50 years, I want to have touched each individual's lives indirectly through my own tribe, through my Archangel tribe. And, you know, my purpose is to find other people who are aligned with me, who have the same beliefs, same missions, and help them get further down their own paths and help them dream bigger and discover what their moonshot is. And I love that word moonshot, like their big epic mission, how they're going to make change, and provide them with whatever tools and support and connection and resources they need to get to where they want to go.
No, and I think one of the key points you mentioned too was it's organic, it's ever changing. You know, it's, I don't think we have just one set thing. And, you know, as we grow older and as things change throughout the world, you know, I think we have to modify and adapt our mission and our purpose, you know, for that specifically.
Right. I think so many people are so focused on the destination, they miss out on how beautiful the journey is and how beautiful the path is. And if you think of your purpose as the path itself versus the destination, it makes life so much better. Right. And just stay aligned to where you are and just see, have fun with the adventure.
One thing, what was, I guess, one or two pivotal points or defining moments that actually transformed your life that made you take that next step, you know, to move towards this path?
A big, big, big one was last summer. I went to a retreat in Ireland hosted by a guy named Philip McKernan. The event is called Brave Soul, where he's masterful at helping you seek your own truth. And he's not a woo-woo guy at all. He's like the exact opposite. He's very Irish and very awesome. But part of that process is he shines a light on the things you don't want to shine a light on internally and helps you go deep and figure this stuff out and, you know, let stuff come up. And one of the big ahas for me on that trip, there were two things. One was I had this pattern or programming in my head and belief structures that I have to be selfless. I have to always put other people first, give and sacrifice myself throughout the process, and realize how much bullshit that is. Where, you know, when you're on a plane, using that analogy, if the masks come down, you have to put yours on first. Otherwise,
right,
you stop breathing. You can't help other people. And, you know, what he said on this trip was being selfless is the most selfish thing you can do because you can't actually serve if you're sacrificing yourself. And I switched, there was this paradigm shift for me where I switched to leading by example instead of sacrificing and trying to be selfless and never thinking about myself. So that was a huge shift for me. And the other big shift at that trip was that at the time I was very overweight. And to me, every additional pound of body fat on my body was a demon I hadn't addressed a demon I hadn't addressed, a difficult conversation I hadn't had, a problem I was trying to hide under the rug. So for me to lose the weight, I had to address the issues first. So sure. I left that trip, and that was, you know, cutting out the wrong people in my life, quitting real estate, all these big major decisions that were plaguing me. And once I did, like since January 1st, when I quit real estate, I've lost 60 pounds.
That's awesome. That's amazing. Can you stick around for a minute? We got to take a break real fast.
Sure.
Awesome. I am Josh Felber. You're watching Making Bank, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Making Bank. I am Josh Felber. We are speaking with Giovanni Marsico from Archangel Academy and how his life has been transformed to go out and create purpose and fulfillment and helping other entrepreneurs fulfill their dreams and their life as well. Giovanni, welcome back to Making Bank.
Thank you, sir.
So you kind of your transformational point, you were over in Ireland. That's where the mastermind was?
Yes.
That's really cool. And so that's helped you then create some transformational parts in your life. Now, how has that affected you moving forward? I know you've said you lost weight. You've been able to quit real estate. And then what has that done for your Archangel Academy and moving forward with your focus and your mission?
Oh, we've had exponential growth. We, you know, 2016, our revenue was 5 times 2015, and I expect the same thing to happen in 2017, looking strictly from a business model perspective, but in terms of the impact we've had, and, you know, we were able to produce the Archangel Summit event in Toronto, where we had 1,500 people come out for our very first iteration of this event, which is unheard of in the event space, and with speakers like Gary Vaynerchuk and Seth Godin and Robin Sharma. And all of the profit from that event is going into a fund where we're going to be able to use that money to donate to charities, which we've already donated over 6 figures to building 3 schools, which I'm super happy about. And we're starting a microloan program for startups in my world, like entrepreneurs who want to create impact, who need some kind of cash flow. So I'm super excited about that. And we have our online academy launching, Archangel Academy. So there's so much impact being able to happen because of my personal transformation, right? So that none of this could have happened unless I started working on myself first. And I'm in a mastermind that where we actually connected, the Genius Network, and one of the tools that Joe Polish uses is that handout where, you know, you talk about where you are now and where you want to be and how would you rate yourself from 1 to 10 in different areas of your life. And I remember on the financial business side, I would always have higher numbers, but on, you know, health, I would have like a 2 out of 10. Relationships, I would have a 0 out of 10 because I wasn't in one. And now all of that's flipped where it's all 9 and 10 out of 10s, right? I'm in the most epic love relationship ever. All of my friends are incredible and they're very aligned with both of us. Businesses, everything is just magically better.
Sure.
And it's never perfect. And it's always an upward curve in terms of growth.
You know, that's exciting. I know one of the things, and working utilizing that sheet before is definitely, you know, helpful in figuring out where you need to go and how to get there and who you need to have around you for sure. Who's been some of your role models along the way?
In the event side, Joe, for sure, with what he does with Genius Network and my good friend Jason Gaynard with his mastermind talks. I've been doing events since I was 16, so I've always had passion for that. And I look up to, for example, Cirque du Soleil as the epitome of immersive experiences. So, right. You know, when I produce entrepreneurial events, they're more of a show than they are a conference. Because oftentimes I find, and this is what I said, I designed the event I would want to attend. I don't want it just to be a bunch of speakers on a stage sharing wisdom. That's important. But for me, it's more important to also entertain, to have crazy aesthetic, immersive experiences, a lot of connection between the people are there, right? So part of what we do is we facilitate connection between people who can either, who have aligned passions, or if someone has a gift, another person has an obstacle, you know, making sure that those people meet at the event. Because we all go to events where you don't know who's in the room.
Right.
And I'm very passionate about making those connections happen. Again, leading back to my earlier thing about not realizing how important connecting people was to me.
Yeah. What I know I get the same thing, you know, everybody's like, yo, you're a connector, you just know the right people to put together and put in place. And so that's, I think that's why when I met you, I was like, oh man, he has a lot of similar qualities like I do.
Amazing.
How about, I know you said you're a big superhero person. So what's one of your superhero mentors or role models?
Well, you'll love the story. So my favorite superhero is Professor X from the X-Men. And I think I'm the only person who says that, because most people say Spider-Man or Batman or Superman. And I'll tell you the backstory. When I was 10, my elementary school did IQ testing and they labeled me as gifted. Which, you know, talking to my parents, oh, that's a wonderful thing. You're really smart, blah, blah, blah. And then the kids in school would pick on me and make fun of me and bully me for being smart. There was actually a day I'll never forget where they ganged up on me saying, stop doing so well on your test. You make us all look bad. To which I went crying home. I was like, what? I don't get this. But I got into superhero comic books when I was a kid. And the very first X-Men comic I picked up, the first page had a picture that said Xavier School for Gifted Youngsters. And I saw that word gifted. And when I read the comic, I thought, oh my God, this is like a superpower. So that's when all of the story connected to me. And I'm very open about this. I've literally modeled my business model for Archangel after the X-Men. So he has a school where he teaches, in his word, mutants, but in my word, entrepreneurs with gifts, how to figure out what their gift is and how to use it to make the world better. And then the top students become the X-Men, like the team of superheroes who go out and do big things. So, you know, I have my event in Toronto for the students and I have my event in LA for the superheroes to connect. And I model everything after superheroes because fuck, why not?
No, that's awesome. It sounds like you probably have some kind of like daily habits or routines and stuff.
I do.
That keep you on track and really keep you focused. Kind of give us maybe a quick overview of what that is and how that's worked for you.
This was actually a big, big, big factor in my personal development, right? So all of my weeks look the same. All of my days, like every Monday has the same structure. Every Tuesday has the same structure. And my mornings are insane. So we wake up at 4:30. We have our gratitude practice. And what we've done is take people from my Archangel group and just adopted all of their teachings, right? So Hal Elrod, if you know Hal, Miracle Morning book, we do all of his components. And then my girlfriend, UJ, with his 5-minute journal, all of that we do. And we train and exercise every morning. And then there's a journaling practice. And then for me, since one of my gifts is ideation and strategy and thinking, I always have an hour in the morning for just deep thought, where I have the highest energy for that. And then I usually do my calls between 11 to 1 p.m. And then I have a lot of free time in the afternoons, so that I'm always scheduled to be more productive during the day, but also have more free time. Because a lot of people have this fallacy that to be more productive, you lose free time. I think it's the opposite. If you cut out if you trim the fat of, you know, checking Facebook 3 times an hour, and all of those kind of things, you actually have way more time than you think.
Sure.
And if you're hyper-focused during your productivity time, you can be way more open for fun.
Yeah, no, it's for sure. I think we get so distracted by all the technology and all the different things, which are good. But if you have that set time frame that you focus on that and just utilize that to, you know, move your business forward or whatever you need to do for that. But definitely some really cool ideas that you mentioned, you know, that you do throughout the morning. I know we usually try to do with our kids every morning, you know, we go through, get them working out a little bit, doing some kind of movement. They love the Muse. They've been using the Muse headband for their meditation now. So trying to see how many birds they can get, how calm they can be. So it's definitely really cool. And I think it, you know, sets a good base, you know, as we grow and keep getting older. And like you mentioned earlier, definitely leading, you know, leading and so other people can model and follow along as well of how you want to be or how you want, you know, other people to be, for sure is a big thing. So tell me a little bit about, you know, how do you, you know, how are you, you know, what's that kind of that work life? I always like to say balance, but integration almost, you know, how is that for you?
Well, again, because of how insanely structured my routine is and my schedule and my rituals are, I have a lot of blocked off time for like date nights, for example, for time with my son and children, which is very super important, so that when I'm with them, I can be present and not thinking about 50 other things. And I learned another wonderful strategy from a strategic coach, Dan Sullivan, where he has his time system, you know, focus days and buffer days and free days. And the premise is to block off your free time first and work around that, where, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs think free time is a luxury or a bonus if you get stuff done. But if you start with the free time first and plan around that, you're almost forced to be more productive. And free time doesn't become a reward anymore. Now it's more about recharging your battery so that you can become more productive during your productivity time.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I mean, it's normally fill up the week with the work and then try to fit in when you can do something for yourself. And, you know, if we don't take that time and have that space for ourselves, I was just actually out with Brendan Burchard all the last week and working with him on a lot of high performance coaching stuff that I do as well. And just, you know, designing your days and your months, you know, how you want to actually be, and then putting work around that. Definitely is a flip-flop of what most people are used to, for sure.
Right.
So what kind of legacy do you want to leave for future generations with this whole Archangel Academy and everything that you're setting up? You know, what does that look like to you?
I really want to disrupt traditional economics and philanthropy. I don't think there should be a distinction. I think that, you know, people either focus on making a lot of money or creating impact, and as if they're polar opposites somehow. I think the legacy I want to leave or lead is that they have to be related. You have to do both. Meaning with every transaction that your business does, somehow people's lives get better, the world gets better, just things get better. So instead of thinking, well, let's make a lot of money first and maybe we'll donate to charity later, or let's, you know, start a nonprofit, money is evil, that kind of mentality. I just want people to feel like money is a tool you use to create bigger impact and build a business around that kind of concept.
I think that's great. I mean, with education and with, you know, financial, I mean, I think we really need to really take a look at how that is and, you know, like you said, figure out, you know, a way to disrupt that and, you know, change that so we can actually start to really empower and, you know, help people move forward for sure. So tell me, maybe two to three different strategies or success tips that have helped you throughout your life and have gotten you to where you are today that you could share that people could take action with?
Yeah, for sure. So one is something I call rejection marketing. And this works so well, and it's a counterintuitive, but what I did was I didn't focus on a product and figure out who needs the thing. I focused on the people first and figure out what they needed in tandem with the work I was doing. So we're very crystal clear on what an archangel is as an avatar of a person. And often it's mainly a sort of duplicate of me in terms of what the beliefs are, what the core values are, what the mission is, what the dreams are. And then that's who I serve. So it's more about starting with the dream client first and then figuring out where they are, where they want to go, what's missing, and how you can help them get there as the business model. And then they either have to be a hell yes or a no and nothing in between.
Right.
Right. And by doing that, the people you surround yourself with become what I call battery chargers. So there's either people who charge your batteries or drain them. And if all of your clients, all of your team members, all of your friends charge your batteries, imagine what you can do. Imagine what you can create and produce and the impact you can have. And, you know, I remember in real estate, it wasn't like that. Most people would drain me. I still did well, but it takes so much more extra energy to get to that place.
Right.
But now it's like everyone supports the mission and the movement, and everyone is highly positive and engaged. And, you know, think about it from getting referrals, for example. It's so much easier when the people are aligned and they know who to look out for. Like, to me, a big win is always when I get an email introduction saying, Giovanni, you have to meet Lisa. Lisa is an archangel.
That's awesome.
That kind of idea, right? Because that, once you get to that point, that means the people in your tribe are crystal clear on who else should be in the tribe.
So that was a negative marketing or rejection marketing. Yep. Yeah. And okay. So, what was, you said you had another one too.
And this is like the easiest business model ever. Once you figure out who your dream client is, have a conversation with them about where they're going, what their dream is, and discover what's missing. And then you, like, in terms of product development, it's so easy after, because what you start to see is patterns, right? If you interview 100 people and they all say something similar about where they want to go and what's preventing them from getting there,
right?
And you become the you become the bridge for that gap of helping them get from today to tomorrow, making their life better, whatever that looks like. It's always going to be different, but I think the key to all of it is spotting the patterns. And the language might be a bit different, but once you pick up on what those patterns are, then you create a product or a service or whatever that looks like that solves those problems versus trying to come up with the product first.
And I think that it makes it, you know, I know one of the things that, you know, in business is, you know, as entrepreneurs, sometimes we just like, oh, hey, I love this, so I'm just going to go out and do it, not seeing, hey, is this what the market really needs? And right. So by you flip-flopping and say, okay, hey, let me go see what the actual needs are, and then filling those gaps in, you know, has allowed you to build what you've built today then.
Right.
Phenomenal. So tell me, what was the best book of 2016 that you've read?
Oh my God. I actually took, a detox or a cleanse off of books for this year. I literally, all I did was listen to podcasts.
Okay. How about the best podcast then?
Yeah, for me, it was, I love your show. I love Tim Ferriss, James Altucher, and Artur Charm are probably the ones that awesome. I consistently listen to. And Joe Polish's I Love Marketing.
Yeah, I Love Marketing, yep. Excellent. And then what's one piece of technology that you couldn't live without?
Right now, if you can see it, my Fitbit, this thing has changed. I love quantifying health. And being able to measure even just steps by itself is so huge for me because I can better my best and heart rate and sleep and all that. And I'm getting, I just got a Muse. That's why I smiled when you said it. It just showed up the other day. So I'm going to start with that. And any other technology that can help quantify health, I think is something I'm geeking out on right now.
No, that's cool. I know with all the advances and everything coming, it makes it really helpful to, like you said, with your Fitbit, know where you are, or make, you know, getting that feedback while you're using the Muse to really help you get, become more and more focused. I think there's some awesome things coming down right now. So tell us a little bit about Archangel Academy. Where can people find some information and, you know, why they need to be there?
Yeah. So the event in LA, the private mastermind, we started the theme each year. So this year's theme is Moonshot. So the event is actually called Archangel Moonshot, where we have sort of the essence of the entire event is people coming in who have an epic mission, and everyone in the room is going to help them get there faster. And this is like game changing, big, big stuff. And then in terms of, you know, we don't often promote the speakers for a private event, but because of the theme, we have Naveen Jain coming, who's a billionaire who just got approval to have spaceships go to the moon. Like, so literally an expert in moonshots. And Jim Quick, who's a brain expert, and his whole tagline is, we help you create a superhero brain. So he and, you know, we're friends and we're very aligned in our superhero geekness. And then Dr. Shefali Tabari, who's an expert in mindset and, you know, the awakened self and also parenting. So, you know, we have a bunch of people who are themed on that topic of moonshots, helping people become the best versions of themselves so that they can create massive impact. And that's our private invite only event. But you can go to archangelmoonshot.com to apply for that. And then our big public summit, which is Archangel Summit, is next September in Toronto, September 9th. And we have people like Simon Sinek coming and Danielle Laporte and a whole bunch of other big speakers that we haven't announced yet. And that's the big fundraiser. So we're excited about both events.
Cool. And then we'll actually, there's a link right over to the side, so people will be able to click on it and go check out both of those events for sure. What's one last thought you want to leave our viewers with before we wrap up here?
One of my words for this year has been alignment. And alignment to truth and alignment to your path and alignment to your purpose. And I would encourage everyone to have that word stuck in their head and use their emotions, use their body as that tuning fork that I mentioned to figure out, are the current things in their lives aligned or not? And if they're not, make those changes, because literally it's transcending and transformative. And I don't even have the right word. It's just everything changes for the better.
Awesome. Well, Giovanni, it was an honor to have you on Making Bank today, sharing your story, what you have going on with Archangel Academy and Summit, and just being able to give back and help other people move their lives and transform themselves as well. So again, appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much for having me.
I am Josh Felber. You're watching Making Bank. Get out and be extraordinary.